Hello, this is Five, and is the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 754, and we've been talking about the death of Christ. Today, we're going to continue about speaking to mountains, and that the roots die immediately. You speak when the words leave you, that is when the roots die. Okay, so let's go for a golden scripture for what we got, the good first coming things of things. From verse 1, that says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and where you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain." And I always pause yet say, "You've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then he continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I was received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So if you look at the death of Christ, we need the physical events when on the revelatory. And we have reached Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, daughter, inclusive, pay attention to my word." I've already told you what to do concerning the scripture, paying attention to God's word. So if you have not heard, it means you have to go back into the archives. Ending is all there waiting for you. And we were looking at Matthew 11. We saw Jesus with the disciples. He wanted figs, he went to the tree. He had no figs, but had leaves. He cursed the fig tree. The willing didn't come in. So Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead. And we looked at Matthew 21, and we saw the same story. But this time, according to Matthew, when Jesus cursed the fig tree, immediately he died. And that is where I told you that there is no disparity, but rather, Matthew was saying the roots died immediately. The leaves might have been green, the tree looked healthy and strong, but it was already dead because a man had spoken and said, "No one is fruit from you now or hereafter forever." Because a man, prophetess, you're making a mistake. It was Jesus Christ. Was Jesus himself? Yes. After Jesus has said this, then he told Peter, he told the disciples in Matthew 11:23. He said what? He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And that is why I said to you that whosoever includes me. Oh, but you are prophetess. Listen. I started operating in the word of God when I was 16 years old. And if you heard my story, I was never taken to Sunday school by my parents. They didn't go to church. It was a godless family. So it's not as if I was born with a microphone in my hand or with a Bible in my hand. No. Just like you became born again. And now I had access to the Bible to read for myself and find out what is written in there. What is written. And when I found what was written, I believed and I moved with it. He says, whosoever. I will never put myself outside of this whosoever. Listen, don't do that. Don't put yourself outside of God's word. He says, whosoever, I'm included. I am included in the whosoever. And I'm going to put it into practice. I'm going to do it. Hey, but you know what will happen? That is not my concern. That is not my concern. My concern is to do what God says and live that which belongs to God, to God. For God to do what? I will do my part. My part is, whosoever shall say unto the mountain. And of course, I've told you, it's not the stones, it's not the physical mountain. It's talking about issues. Do you have some circumstance right now? Do you have some situation? There are things concerning your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, concerning your husband, your wife, your child, your cousin, your work colleague, your property, your bank account, your finances. I mean, everybody's got something. There is something right now that you're working on, and that is what the Bible says. whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. So you speak to your mountain. And yesterday I said to you that when you speak to your mountain, immediately conclude. What was the conclusion? It is dead because the roots are dead. It is dead. It might look strong, it might look healthy, it might look green, maybe greener than ever, even grow bigger than ever, whatever. That is not your concern. Your concern is that word. When you spoke, immediately you spoke, the roots died. Listen, it is so important. We will go into the meditation of the word and all that, but I thought that we should get this right and put it into practice. I have the big opportunity of putting it into practice in public view, because I've done it privately. So now I have the opportunity to do it in Lean Jesus campaign. And as I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking from Nakuru, a city, a big city in Kenya, where I'm helping Bishop Dagiwood Mills with his campaigns. So I'm standing on a big stage and I'm declaring, I'm speaking. When you go to my Facebook page, you will see a lot of miracles and things that are posted. People were deaf, were dumb, were blind. A man had been bitten by a snake, he became blind. I spoke to the eyes and the eyes flipped open. So I have that opportunity because I did it privately and I continue to do. Listen, you don't never get out of it all. You will always have something privately that you have to deal with. That is Christianity. And you deal with that thing privately, then you deal with whatever it is publicly. Oh, you are so blessed. You are so blessed. Keep putting the word into practice and come back for more. Share the link with somebody, please.